This is violinist Jennifer Coe. At age 27, Jennifer Coe, who was born and raised in a Chicago suburb, sometimes speaks of when she was young, which is forgivable considering her eventful adolescence. She made her concert debut at age 11. At 17, she won the Concert Artists Guild competition in New York, and she shared top honors on violin at the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow, where she also won three other special prizes. This is Jenny Coe with pianist Reiko Uchida playing Franz Schubert's Fantasy in C Major for violin and piano. It's from a new CD called Violin Fantasies, four examples of a free-form genre in which the composer's imagination has full reign. The four pieces are from very different eras, all for violin, and all very meaningful to Jennifer Coe.
I think fantasies are one of the freest musical forms given to a composer. For example, in the Schubert, it's taken and shaped in the form of theme and variations. But one of the beautiful things about it, because it is such a free form, musical form, is that it becomes an extremely individual and distinct form that the composer can work with.
From the Schubert, which is the first piece on the CD and chronologically the first fantasy that you perform, you move on to Robert Schumann's Fantasy in C Major for violin and piano. What's special about this piece for you?
Well, first of all, I'm absolutely obsessed with Schumann. I think he's one of the most underrated composers. And there's something in Schumann's music which is, I think, extraordinarily individual to him, which is that there are so many kinds of emotions going so quickly, even within a measure, kind of inflection and kind of phrasing. One of the greatest things I feel about having the opportunity to play Schumann and record Schumann is that it's some of the most transparent and vulnerable music. The performer is completely, in a sense, emotionally naked.
It's a remarkable thing for you to say, because as I listen to you playing the Schumann, here I'm hearing this young woman violinist who kind of won the equivalent of the Olympic decathlon of violin a few years ago, and has been performed with the Chicago Orchestra at the age of 11. Was that when you made your debut?
Yes, that was my official debut. Yes,
pretty confident. And you're saying you're through the Schumann feeling completely exposed, vulnerable, and naked.
Yes. Well, you know, I think one of the great things about music is that there is that sense, as a performer and as a musician, that you're expressing yourself in the most visceral way possible. It's a feeling, it's a human emotion, it's an expression that you feel and you express before you can ever place words.
Within a few years, violinists, that is, will have been playing the Franz Schubert fantasy for going on two centuries, and the Robert Schumann has a century and a half or so under its belt. And now we move on to the third fantasy, this one remarkably spelt with a PH, Arnold Schoenberg's Fantasy for Violin with Piano Accompaniment. Are we going to be hearing this for 200 years, do you think?
I think absolutely. I think this is one of the greatest works for violin and piano, and I feel that it is a direct kind of descendant or extension of the Schubert and the Schumann. You know, I know that Schoenberg himself felt that he was coming directly from this line of Brahms and this deep romanticism.
Last piece on the Fantasies CD is yes. Trinity, Fantasy for Solo Violin by Ornette Coleman. Someone we don't associate with either violin compositions or indeed with classical music at all.
Well, Ornette is like a very interesting person. You know, of course I've known his jazz compositions, and not only has he had a very interesting journey musically, but he's had an extremely interesting journey in life in general. When I met him, he spoke a lot about having grown up in the segregated South and how much prejudice and bigotry he had to face directly, not only as, you know, a person and a black man in the South, but also as a musician. And I think that that has also shaped his music. He spoke a lot about how this piece must be living in the moment, how he truly believes that music is something that's shaped and formed by the performance, which means that the moment and every single person in the audience is an extremely relevant part of the creative process. So, for example, for this recording, we always recorded everything in full takes, because any time that you play it, it is different, and how you express it is different.
You mean you would have done no edit from the middle, pick up from where I didn't like the way I did that, and
no,
edit
absolutely
from there.
Not. Yeah, that, it had to be as a whole.
His condition or your understanding of the piece?
I guess it was my understanding of the piece, and also from how he had expressed his kind of point of inspiration for the piece.
Violinist Jennifer Coe talking about Ornette Coleman's Trinity, Fantasy for Solo Violin. It's the fourth of four violin fantasies on her new CD, which is called just that, Violin Fantasies. The other pieces are by Schubert, Schumann, and Schoenberg. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.